Thank you for holding. Is this Rick?
Hey, John. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Very blessed. It's been a good holidays. Looking to
nice.
go back home and roll around with my kids and play some video games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some downtime. It's always good.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, oh, you got to come in on Friday. I go, oh, man. You serious? I'm going to be playing
one day.
Video
well, hopefully
games.
You're working. I hope you're working from home. Like
no,
most of you guys are, no?
No.
I know you guys, what is it, 3:30 there? So, I don't know if you're in Cali. You're in where are you?
We're in California. No, we're in California.
Oh,
yeah.
But between you guys and what I need as a company for today's smart home, I mean, that's what you're calling on that side.
Yep.
I would probably tell you guys to look at, is she still on the line with us?
Tara, she disconnected.
Tara. So I started another entity under Today's Smart Home, so I DBA'd Today's Smart Home because it's mostly residential, Today's Networking Solutions. There is a website for Today's Networking Solutions. I have a logo and everything, and I have a website for it. I have clothing. We're wearing it now. We're doing 90% of our work is commercial, where we're doing more of that line of work. Today's Smart Home is my residential side. I'm trying to deviate slightly away from it right now, where I'm trying to build this side where it's more, usually there's a lot more work, there's better quality work, it pays better. But I'm having a little bit of a hard time over the past few weeks and establishing some new business. A lot of the business I've been doing for the past 4 years has been word of mouth, but it's drying up.
Yeah. So you want to focus on Today's Networking Solutions?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to focus more there.
Is that more IT and home security?
It's more IT, whereas we're in security camera systems. Yes. So a good referral for us are IT companies that don't do wiring. So I went on to AI and it gave me a whole list of companies locally that actually do not have wiring crews. They are IT consultants. I've actually talked to a few of them. I have not had a bad conversation yet, and I have not been turned away either, which is great. But I'd like to reach a bigger audience that we know within 40 minutes of where we reside, which in Massachusetts here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying. We do New Hampshire and Mass, and just trying to get. I think for us, if you're looking for a networking opportunity on your end, it's more business to business is where we are.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing a lot of cold calling, LinkedIn networking, and knocking on businesses, going in, introducing myself.
Uh-huh. That's the hard way to do things.
It is.
Yeah.
But I do find that the success rate is much higher. And also I do affiliates, so I'll go on LinkedIn and I'll refer based on who I know that know people, and I can network that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for an introduction and things like that. It's just knowing what companies are good, because I really can't handle obviously big companies that, like IBM for example. I'm
mm-hmm.
not gonna, you know, go into a facility for IBM with if, you know, it's not gonna happen. So we are trying to focus on obviously smaller commercial type style buildings. We have done obviously, you know, 80 unit, brand new 80 unit, commercial buildings that have been re-apartments. So we've done that kind of stuff. And I also collaborate with a few other companies that are already well, very successful. And we do their wiring for them, their back end stuff. They do all the smart home products, but for commercial businesses. And where the guys will put it all in, and they'll work on the back end. So for us, it's mostly structured cabling, IT networking, wiring. We do dental practices. We'll run all the data for them, all the Cat 6 cables. We'll put in the wall jacks. We'll hang racks. We'll put in there whatever devices that the IT companies want us to put in. We'll set up access points where they want. We'll even do access control panels where if they've got fobs and stuff, for like butterfly systems. We're learning how to do that as we go. The company I do a lot, some of that with, their guys will come from Texas and install, but they're teaching us at the same time. So we're kind of fake it till you make it type of scenario on that side, but we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're moving in the right direction. It's the volume that you're trying to get to. The Google advertising is not more like going to be the same as affiliate marketing. You're more so just kind of catching people at the moment that they're doing the search. Tara told me you kind of were doing some Google advertising, but it was with Today's Smart Home LLC. Is that right?
Yeah, I was doing it right, and I was doing it with Brand Rep is the company I do my website with.
Okay. Were you seeing success with Brand Rep?
Yeah, I've been happy with them for the website and stuff, but I'm just finding that locally I'm not getting a lot of traction, but I haven't really pushed hardcore. I should have started initially in my own backyard, but what got me into the commercial space with Today's Networking Solutions was a company that's an hour away, but they own 6 IT companies, and they're so big and they have so much, you know, stuff that they're just like, Rick, we want you to do this for us. And I've been really busy with them for 4 years, and I've also expanded upon that with other companies. It's just now where it's kind of slowing down a little bit. I'm relying on them solely, and I'm getting to the point where there's only so much work to go around until this guy decides to bring back his own in-house guys. You know, right now we're it. He got rid of his in-house guys to give us the work because we're more reliable. We're better at what we do. But at the same time, there's only so much of it right now. So I think it's just my mistake was I was busy and I didn't make time to build my sphere, my networking while I was doing that. I should have been always trickling, you know, I should have been putting 10-20% of my time into doing that. To keep the funnel going.
Got it. Okay. So I'm looking here. So for IT and home security, we could launch a campaign and just work solely on this. My only concerns are you have to get a whole new verification done, which, you know, you got to have you have a different name, but you got to have a different number and different address. And I noticed there's P.O. Box 156 for this one. You can't use a P.O. box. You have to have an actual address that you'll be able to get through the verification process with. And then obviously.
Yeah, I saw that. I took my camera and I did it. You know, walked over. My van's not labeled per se, but I have my hat, my shirts, my address. I took video of my, you know, they send you the link to do the video and I show my neighborhood. I'm in a residential neighborhood. So, and I go to my van and I open the van up and I, you know, show them my address in the area where I'm in. So I don't know, but I did that for Today's Smart Home. I don't know that I did that for Today's Networking Solutions.
No. Yeah. So it would have to be a whole separate entity and a different marketing strategy, even if it's a DBA. Otherwise,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Cause there is an AI portion of it as well that they have at Google where, you know, if it's going to read it, it's going to go through an NAPW cleanup or audit. And that stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we would need an actual mailing address, and then that mailing address would have to be what's on your website. It all has to match up in order for us to get the verification going and getting the listing built. Once the listing's verified and built, then we can go ahead and launch the advertisement campaigns that will start generating the traffic for you.
Right. Okay, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do me a favor. Are you able to email me your information, at least so I have you? And what I can try to do is see if I can get one of my clients that is probably a friend and see if there's any way I can establish an address. But I won't have any signage, but
you don't really need it. I mean, you could do the video verification with it. It's a one-time thing, and you know, they're not going to send mail there or have it published. We can hide the address, but you do got to get through that Google verification process in order to be displayed and for us to advertise that, start generating clients that way. So,
I'm writing this on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Google Verify.
You got a different name. You just need a different address, different phone number, and you got the different website already, but you want the website to have the different phone number, different address on it. So if you need a Google number, we could provide that for you at no cost. So the only hurdle you have right now is really just the address that we could verify.
No, I have another cell phone, another phone number.
There you go.
They usually
put those tracking numbers up on the advertisements anyway, though, like the Google Guarantee, just so that you could track, you know, what's coming from our services versus anything else that you might be using. So it's a free thing.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. I got you a text, too, I think.
Yeah, that's my direct number and extension.
Oh, good. No, this is super helpful. What I would recommend is follow back with me on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Okay.
Just to see where I'm at that point and keep me honest.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem with that. And let me see here. Is your company in here somewhere?
Local Slash. Yeah, you can find us anywhere. I mean, if you look us up, too, we got a lot more extensive track record and premier Google partnership than Brand Rep. I do know who Brand Rep is that you're working with there.
Let me ask you this, too. So, and this is jumping off the side, but my son has given me an idea to try to generate some other stuff because business has been so slow.
Mm.
So I took the domain name Today's Smart Gadgets, and todaysmartgadgets.com. I was thinking of trying to do a website for that and try to do just basically promote smart home products, smart gadgets, where I could maybe, I don't know if I can do an affiliate relationships with companies that would be linked to it. I could advertise, market, and promote their products basically on the website, but I could then promote it on Instagram, TikTok, things like that, Facebook. But that's just something just to give you an idea of something I'm trying to enhance. So I'm trying to get some passive income where.
Yeah, I could see the urgency and the diversity that you're using to get things going, you know. I think you're on the right track, but Google is not necessarily something that's, it yields the results, but it's not an overnight thing. You know, it's going to take time.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take a year or two.
Yeah, I mean, a year would be more than enough, but, you know, our clients, we usually tell them to commit to it for 3 months, and in 3 months, we're usually able to show them significant return.
Traffic.
Yeah, so, not just getting them listed, but actually the traffic and the ROI from it. Where it's self-sufficient moving forward.
Yeah, it's tough being ambitious, let me tell you.
Yeah, especially
that
first year.
Short.
Yeah, the first year is very difficult. Once you get up and running, though, and you get it going, you get the new clients coming in with the reoccurring clients, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, no, so this is good. I have your info, and we'll talk next week.
Okay.
Let me go and pick up my wife's dinner before she tracks me down and asks why I'm not...
Yeah.
I'm not home.
Hungry woman. Nobody wants that problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got you on my calendar for Tuesday. I'll follow up with you then, okay?
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.